and this is nearly identical to the bill that the Senate passed last year, overwhelmingly with bipartisan support. The only change in the bill is that we added a section for juveniles specific to them so that it would be a must appear, and the juvenile master or judge could order drug treatment for juveniles. But for that, it's identical to last year's bill, and we're hoping to get it out of here today.
The juveniles would still face the fine, right?
Still be a civil penalty. This would not be a criminal sanction. And again, as we've talked about before, the reason that decriminalization is almost a no-brainer is because in the 17 states that have it, literally none of them have seen an increase in drug usage of marijuana, no drug driving, no increase in other drug usage, nothing.
And eventually your record is cleared, right? Under this, or would you still have a record?
For those who had it before, we did not add a provision to allow an expungement, but I think that probably comes next.
But for a first offense under this bill, you could get it cleared once you pay the fine.
Correct. It's a civil penalty.
Gotcha. And do you think you have the votes in the House? I know you're keeping an eye on the Senate, but you talk to your colleagues across the way.
You know, one step at a time. But I know that, you know, I'm confident that if we had a real vote in the House of Delegates, we would get an overwhelming response there, too. We've got to get it out of the committee.